Paul Mayer's Children's Television Archive.
To you. Tell me, how do you feel the next morning?
I'm so up in the clouds, I can't tell you. It was such a beautiful evening, and I was with the people that I started with as when I made the cartoons of Betty Boop and Popeye and Olive Oil and quite a few others. I was so thrilled that I think I was tongue-tied when I spoke to everybody. I can't tell you, this is one of the biggest moments in my lifetime. I've had quite a few. I've been very lucky that way. Awards, different things that have happened to me with people I've worked with. Now that is something that I think most performers love to get, the pat on the back, because if you've done something and it's good and your producer or director says, gee, that was great, that's important. It's better than money, because I'm not that money-minded, really. Anyhow, last night, I was so thrilled to meet all these wonderful artists. I can't tell you. I don't know what I felt so humble with them, because they are the real artists. And it was, first of all, it was a beautiful affair. Secondly, most of these people that got up to speak were so witty, and they had so much to say, and we all adored them. I can't say enough. I'm sort of tongue-tied with all this.
It was kind of nice to have the creator of Betty Boop Grim
Natwick. Now, years ago, when he first worked for Max Fleischer, I met him. He doesn't seem to remember that. But he wrote a marvelous article about how he changed the face of Betty Boop, who was a little dog, not called Boop. And he decided to make a lady, a little girl of some kind. This is going off the track for a moment, but Max Fleischer always said, my Betty Boop is a sweet little girl, where everybody used to say, well, she's a sexy broad, let's face it. Even the Hayes people at one time said...
She had a body. I guess that was because of Grimm's background in...
In animation?
Well, he went to Europe to study the human body. Did you know that?
He went
to school, I think it was in Paris somewhere, to study art classes there on the human body. And that's really where Grimm is a specialist.
He just was thrilled. We both were thrilled seeing each other. But what he said is, gee, wouldn't it be wonderful for you and I to talk about these things and do an interview together. I said, Grim, you arrange it if you can. I'll be very happy to do it. In his article at the end, and he said it on at the dinner, the banquet, he said, and so a star was born, and that just got right to my head. I loved it. I was born to see it. You like it.
So we're rolling again. I can edit all this out, so
it'll
fit nicely.
With some milk.
I'm sorry.
20 after 1.
Thanks.
Oh,
I'm doing fine. We can go on for about.
I call him.
We can go for about 15 minutes, I think, and that should be something, right?
Enough.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Betty Boop, when Max Fleischer said she was a little girl, and everybody used to say, well, what a sexy little girl this is.
Can I cut in? What was Max Fleischer like as a person? Can you tell me a few sentences?
A very quiet, very witty man, very dedicated to what he did, a perfectionist. Max Fleischer was a genius before Walt Disney became known. You know that, don't you? And we got to be like a big family with Max and Dave and his family. We still are very good friends. In fact, his wife is still alive.
Yes, I met her last year here.
She did.
Yes, here.
And I begged Ruth, maybe she would like to go. She said, no, I don't think she can make it. Dickie lives here. Dickie Fleischer, yes. That's his son, who's a big director.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it was a big family thing. When Max went to Florida, and this is unfortunately sad, I was married at the time to a man who wouldn't travel and didn't want to live down
there.
Now,
was that your first marriage?
My first marriage. I lost my husband.
Oh.
And I was dying to go, of course. But Max said, if May doesn't go, we don't make any more Betty Boops. That's how he felt about his own Betty Boop. That's what he used to say. There was a lawsuit once.
Yes, with Helen Keane.
Right. Now, he could have settled that lawsuit with Paramount if Helen Keane was to become Betty Boop, which she wanted.
Yes.
Never in a million years. That's how this man was. He was a very stubborn man about certain things. And he could have lost, between Paramount and himself, he could have lost at least $250,000 in those days. But that's how he was. And Betty Boop was never made after that. When the studio sold out to Paramount, I went back to Paramount and worked for his son-in-law, Seymour Nitell.
Mm-hmm.
And I did Popeye and Olive Oil, and they never started Betty Boop again. But they did Little Audrey, they did Casper.
Now,
they
you
did...
were Little Audrey and Casper.
No, I was not Casper. No. I was voices in Casper.
I see.
Once I flew down to Florida and we made a special called Mr. Bugs Goes to Town.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I didn't stay there.
I remember that.
Yeah, I had I did quite a few voices. I always did voices. I was Pudgy, the little dog with Betty Boop.
Yes.
I was a voice.
Dick Humor thought that character up, right? I think Dick Humor designed that little dog for Betty.
I wouldn't remember, honestly. Yeah. It's a shame, but...
I found that through my research, so I...
Good. Now I know it. Thanks. At any rate, at one time, this is a funny incident. Oh, maybe I shouldn't... Well, I will. I came back from Boston where I was playing in the theaters, and my son, who was a baby at the time, coughed. And I remember I started to cough. Now, we didn't know what was wrong with him until we found out he had the whooping cough. I got the whooping cough. I didn't realize what it was. I went on mic to do a Betty Boop. There was a violinist right next to me playing the violin and another lady doing another voice, if I remember. Do you know all three of us got the whooping cough? That's how sad it was. I wonder if they remember me from it. I never said boo, but that was a peculiar experience. And actually, I was supposed to go to the Palladium after that and play in London. I did a vaudeville act. Betty Boop in person.
Yes.
And I would do a little Olive Oil in the act. I couldn't go. I had to renege on my contract because I was coughing my head off. We went to Atlantic City in those days. It was sad. But I finally got to London. I got there quite a few years ago, and I did a lot of things there, which I went as a tourist.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew me.
Yes.
And before you know it, I was on television. They made a documentary about my first trip to London. This was at Windsor Castle, and I'll never forget. I haven't seen it. I had to leave and go back to do a play text at that time. I made quite a few of them. And it's funny how different
things... You've done a lot of commercials, but I guess no one really recognized your face until Anne Bluebell.
No, until a Folgers Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And Romalaw and Playtex, all three of them were playing all the time on camera. But I've done voiceovers for years. Mm. I've been the voice of Hasbro Toy. I've been the voice of Nabisco Wheat Honey, the little buffalo bee I used to sing. I did Babbo. I did Bromo Seltzer. And I sang and Chiclets and I can't even remember. As a matter of fact, when animation was made, if you remember, some of the first commercials were animated.
Mm-hmm.
And I would dub the voice of, you know, just like we used to do in cartoons. So I really started, I think, about 48 or 49 to do commercials first, voiceover.
Beginning of television.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for years I did this. And of course I did children's shows. I always loved doing children's
Winky
shows.
Winky Dink and You.
Was one of them. And I was on that for 4 years. But I did every voice, every female voice. Then we went on camera for a while and we did little funny shticks, you know. But I had my own program, Tom, Timmy, and May, and I had other programs, and I was on a show called Land of the Lost, where every week, Art Carney, myself, and quite a few big names today, even Tony Randall, we did different characters. Now, you know that Carney is an unusual performer.
Oh, yeah.
He has the trick voices that a lot of us have. I don't know why I include myself like that. But I am a mimic, and I try to create voices looking at a storyboard. And that's how, you know, Olive Oil was. Do you know who she was?
Olive Oil?
Yeah,
of course.
How? How she, I looked at the storyboard. She reminded me of Zazu Pitts, and that's what Olive Oil is. She is a real facsimile of, oh, dear. Do you remember Zazu Pitts? Because when I played in the theater, I used to do imitations in one number that was written for me. So I've been a voice box. They used to call me, I remember getting write-ups, Mrs. Mel Blanc of the East.
That could easily be.
Yes, it was. Lately, people don't ask me to do a million and one voices. I mean, since I've been on with TV and movies and other things, it's like a different feel for me.
You're always so busy, but what do you like to do for yourself to get away from all this? Do you have any little, do you like to walk along the beach? You like to go on, what
well,
do you like
to do? Well, the beach is a little far from my home. I mean, you'd have to walk quite a while. I live in the heart of the city, and what I like to do, I love watching TV at night. During the day, I don't watch it. I listen to music. I like going to the theater.
Are you a night person?
Oh, definitely. All of us are. You know, we can. If you've played in the theaters, which I have, you're a night person. And when I do have to get up early, I'm there. I have a husband that sets the alarm and makes sure. And
How long have you been married?
Then? We're going to be married 9 years, and we were married in Vegas, and we're going back there.
Isn't that nice for your anniversary?
Nine years. It's going to be 9 years. We're going back there. We celebrate our anniversary.
Now, you mentioned earlier you had one child.
Yes, I have a son called Richard Balkin, who is a literary agent and wrote a tremendous book. It's educational. A Writer's Guide to Book Publishing, which is fantastic. Yeah. And he's been on TV, and he's been interviewed, and he's played all the colleges.
Yeah,
I should get
that book.
You must get it. You must get it because it's going on 5 years, and now it's going into paper book. He's made... And he's not really a writer, a fiction writer, or a writer of,
It's a good idea, and put it easy.
Educationally, he was connected with Bob's Merrill and became an editor. Decided to go for himself. And today he's doing beautifully. And that book has gotten such beautiful write-ups. I'm thrilled about this. And he's going to have a... Well, he and his wife are going to have a baby in December. I'm going to be a grandma, and I'm thrilled about that.
That's great.
I live a very simple life. I never played a nightclub. I wouldn't do that. To me, I hate to sound very prosaic, but I like a family life, and my brothers and cousins and my family, we're always together. I don't live like an actress. I love the theater, and I love the opera, and I love going to pictures, to movies. Some of them are great, and I love seeing them, too. But I think I live a very ordinary life. It's not one of those, let's go here, let's go there. Nothing. I don't think I've seen Studio 54, and I couldn't care less.
You seem so energetic.
Yes, but not for nightclubs or things like that. I remember them from years ago.
Do you have a lot of friends that are out of the business?
Mm-hmm. Most of them. People, everyday people.
Do you have cats and dogs?
No, because we live in an apartment house where there's so many cats and dogs. And
how high up are you?
We're on the 7th floor.
Have you always lived in that building?
I've always lived. Well, I'm there almost 15 years. When the building was built, and incidentally, it's the only pale blue building in New York City, and it matched my eyes. So that's how I moved there. But I've traveled so much, and I wanted one place to stay. And this was... Right in the heart of the city.
Now, you've done a Funny Girl movie. Now, where was that done? Out here?
Or? Out here. I was here 4.5 months. And I stayed at Sunset Marquee, where most performers do. And 4.5 months. And I hope, I was very happy to do it. William Wyler was a wonderful man. He is a wonderful man. He put me into scenes. He was so gracious. He was I think he's one of the best directors. Mervyn LeRoy was another man who never said anything to me, but just go ahead, May. I remember one time, it was very funny. Movies are so different. I did a scene, and after it was over, everybody started to laugh, but until he said cut, he made me sing in the middle of, we were doing some scenes, and he made me sing. May, sing a Betty Boop song. May, do a little olive oil and Popeye, because, I imitate Popeye, too.
Yeah, I heard you did that during the war.
Yes. We did have a Popeye who got mic fright. And we were at the... Well, anyhow,
I heard the story. I've heard that.
And it's true. And I think Jack didn't even know this. Jack Mercer I'm talking about. He seemed surprised when I mentioned it. But it was funny. Of course, we had a great engineer that was able to get the low tones like, whoa, blow me down. He was able to...
pretty good here.
What do you do? Whatever it is. But being a mimic, I was able to do that. Of course, I never professed to be able to do it that well, but...
Do you save a lot of your Betty Boop and olive oil memorabilia? Do you collect that? Do you have a collection at home?
I have a collection. Not as much as you think I should have, but my husband has me tacked up on every wall space with awards, with pictures, with memorabilia. I have... you know, you can't walk into my house without looking right and left and right and left. The whole foyer is full of me. But he's very proud of me, and I'm very happy with a man who really knows this business. He manages me. And there's a lot of things that we talk over before we do anything. That's quite a bit.
What?
Yeah, what's his name? Field Communications gave me this book. Wait a minute. No. No, they wrote, recently they have a big book out. When we did the recording.
I'll have to,
that's a cutie pie. Now. That's Bimbo. What I would like to do is give you this picture with the characters underneath. With
that'd be beautiful.
Yes.
Now, all of these, can you just write a simple make with them?
That's so simple, isn't it? Don't you want me to write a heart under it? With love? No.
I just said I got a whole bunch of them. That's the only reason why.
Oh, I adore these. Who gave me one of these? Did you give?
Yeah.
I'm mad for it. My husband's going to hang this up. I'm telling you. Do you know what I have? And when I do...
If I tell you the story behind this, you may not want to hang it up. You know what this cell comes from? This is a Hanna-Barbera Clorox commercial.
They made a Betty Boop Clorox commercial?
10 years ago.
Did they get away with it? Because, you know, Betty Boop...
They bought the rights.
They couldn't have.
Well, I have all the paperwork on it in my archive.
Then the Fleischers gave it to them.
I think it was a temporary...
Maybe from NTA. You know why? Now, nobody can use Betty Boop unless... King Features has a deal with the Fleischer family. Only for Popeye and olive oil. Betty Boop is owned completely by Ruthie, and this is adorable. I gotta have another one. How many have you got? Have you got one a little different? Are they all the
same?
They're
all the same. Take this one. You can do something different on them for a backboard on it, okay? Take that one. And
I love this. I'll tell you what I do. Oh, I have one of these home. I bought it at a convention.
Really?
I went to the first convention, and I bought one of them in color. That's an old William Hearst thing.
Uh-huh.
The
and
journal.
Used to work for William Hearst, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now, you want
here,
me to sign
little,
it.
In this little section here, that's a good spot. Yeah, I'm going to call them. I feel like telling them a story like my car broke down or something.
How she was made, right?
Yeah, that's your model chart.
Fantastic. Well, I don't know. My husband made a beautiful bracelet for me with a Betty Boop sculpt, and last night I took it out to wear. With diamonds. I have this.
Oh, the original?
The original.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
Xerox. It's something.
I must say, this bracelet is Betty Boop, this big, with a gold, with the diamonds. The eyes are blue sapphires, the mouth is a ruby. The, garter is made out of diamonds. And a little bracelet of diamonds. It took 6 months to make up. The jeweler made it up for us. And, it's going to go to my grandchild or to my son, whichever, you know. But really and truly, he worked on it so long, and he made sure that it would look good.
Yeah.
Last night, I tried to close the catch, and it's broken or something. It's got to go to the jeweler. I don't want to. My husband is very conscious of all these things that go on. He's not as demonstrative as I am. And he's a little wary of people.
Hi.
Here he is. Sweetheart, this man.
Ruth Bridges, by the way.
Jack, if I start to answer telephone calls, I'll...
All right, let's get outside a little bit.
I want one of these. Which one? Olive oil. I haven't got a real good picture of olive oil. Have you?
I have some other ones here, so you can have that one.
Who's going to frame who? Here, sweetheart. Listen, you know what I'd like to give him? The picture with the characters underneath. An 8x10, and they sell it when they do the see for sell sale.
Yeah.
We have that here, haven't we?
Look for it. I'm not going in there. The maid's in there now.
We're going to leave it.
She's blowing steam.
Why?
What do you mean, why? It's late for her, probably, clean-up time. Who the hell knows? And I try to straighten up. I spilled some milk from your room service all over myself, and I had to... And this chap just left, by the way. He's very nice,
He called up this morning and I said, look.
I didn't know I was going to. He spotted me in the coffee
shop.
Sweepy.
Yeah.
Nude agenda. In the new ones, he speaks.
Oh, yes.
He never spoke. I don't remember him ever speaking. We didn't know if he was a boy or a girl.
You know who does Wimpy now? Don Butler.
I heard. Well, you never finished.
Well, Dawes is very.
He's a lovely man. We were with him last night. With Chuck McCann and Jim McGeorge and Miles Auer, who was the eighth. Oh, is
now,
that gorgeous?
These are.
Grim not with Jack.
I have three of them, but I can't give you one because these are other people's. But I would like to send you one in the mail. he had to print
you
it
got
out.
My address.
Yes,
sure.
Did you?
Sure. Got everything.
I'll send you one.
Well, we sent it a long time ago. This was at least 2 years ago. Where we thought it got lost in the shuffle.
No wonder. And when I took a look at this the other day, yesterday,
yep.
I said, that looks like Betty Boop, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
All of it. He likes to do Betty Boop type.
He and I. Do you know I walked, talked, jumped. I never walked, really. I think I bounced when I walked. I was just
no,
like
by the
Betty
way,
Boop.
I bought this TV guide. The last one, he came and gave it to me over here at the restaurant. There is a special on 2 hours, and I wonder if that's the one you did. It's a 2-hour special starting
TV
at
guide?
6 o'clock. A Popeye special, and who the hell do you think is hosting it? It's hosted by, Jack Mercer. Or Mae Questel, or anything else. Those punks, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, they really get away with murder.
Who is it?
Let me see. I have to look for it now.
You know, he's very popular here, Tom Hatton. He has a program of Popeye and really made it big.
No, the guy
they
give...
Oh, here's my friend.
The guy they give the kudo to is hosting the show... I think it's a hell of a nerve.
Is that Saturday night, 6 o'clock, Joe?
Saturday night, 6 o'clock on channel 13, 12, I think.
Yeah, 12 or 13.
13.
I got a kick out of this.
Quite nicely. I cut these out of...
Now, I have a few very large.
May, let's roll, May, because we do have...
This man has to roll.
I have three more.
No, I'm not saying this because of him. I just feel that we should make some calls. Mrs. Jolly Charles that
now, I have to tell you what's
Vegas.
Happened.
We don't know what we're going to do.
Honestly, we took a one-way ticket here, not knowing exactly where we'll go. Actually, you don't want to move into Beverly Hills, do you, Jack? It's up to you.
No, I don't even know what we're going to do. So let's not get
involved. Oh, right. We're having dinner with June Foray.
Well,
7 o'clock.
I don't want to say anything.
Sister.
A sister?
Yeah.
This is the last one.
Out of
you know
the
why?
Ink,
because
well.
This chap.
I gotta have one.
This is the only one I have of this, but I can get you another one.
Before I leave.
No, you're gonna be here for a few days. So
yes.
I can drop you off a package of things.
Yes, we'll be here a few days. We have to, Jack.
I'll give you a call.
And this, I can't think. You know that thing fell apart. I don't know how to put it together. That trophy, whatever it is.
This one you can make to me. From me. From my wall.
Here, the host over here for a two-hour show is George Gobel. They don't mention, Jack.
George
Mercer's
Gobel?
Name. Yeah. He's the host on this thing. You see this TV guy? The last one. I mean, it's a hell of a
George
bit.
Gobel?
Yeah, he's going to be the host of the show. Now, they don't mention Jack Mercer. Or Meg Questel. I think it's a hell of a damn nerve. And I hope this is the one you did for Field Communications. This might be, and if it is, they're going to get hit for a nose bundle.
It can't be a two-hour. It was a half-hour.
Well, it doesn't matter. They can add a 2 hours of fun, lots of zany film footage.
You know, really, Jack Mercer could use a
few. There's a stack of these. You may have those.
Oh, God.
You can sign one of these, and I'll give you the rest. Here, this one instead.
This I have in color.
Well, would you like the rest of these I have?
Some of them. Why
one
not?
One for me right here. Make with still in there. And,
Paul.
You may have these. And one.
Ah!
One big one over there.
But I have to get a trunk.
You know, we'll have to do something about traveling because we're loaded.
You know, we came out with 3 jackknives, and I think we'll need 5 at the end of the day.
To Paul.
Sorry, one more thing.
Is this one to Paul?
No, that's just, that's it.
Love.
Beautiful.
I really enjoyed being with you.
What are you going to do with the item? Did you get much action and memory?
He
thing?
Is so knowledgeable.
Yeah, well, that's
on
good.
On background.
Well, so
sweetheart.
Is Leslie Kabaga. You know Leslie Kabaga?
Yeah, she's
he
the one
came,
who wrote the book.
No, he came up to my house.
I thought it was a shame.
Where's that picture?
What picture?
The one he made up.
I don't know now. I can't start looking.
When
I
was writing another book.
Paul Mayer's Children's Television Archive.